What will life be like in 2020?
So what do you think, Maggie? What sort of clothes do you think we'll be wearing in 2020?
Well, I think that's a difficult question because fashion always goes round in circles. But hopefully we will wear comfortable clothes and comfortable shoes.
So you don't think we'll be wearing skin-tight cat suits and silver-tight tight things, stuff like that?
Oh, you
futuristic things.
You never know. Mm. You never know. But what do you think about future homes, for example?
Well, I'm not sure. I can't imagine that in, 19, 20 years that all our homes would have disappeared. But I know that there was some talk about people living in space stations, like up in space, but I can't really see that happening. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, not really. But don't you think that the future homes will be much better designed?
Mm.
In other words, the heating systems will be better than they are now.
I can imagine.
For example, using sun power and using wind power much more than we are now.
That's true. And then you can imagine houses where you actually speak and maybe the curtains will open, or you want your dinner cooked and the oven will come on even through you speaking. That would be really cool.
And you never know, you might even have a little R2-D2 to do all your washing up and to do all the vacuuming and all the jobs that you don't like.
Your own personal robot would be absolutely excellent.
And what do you think families of the future are going to be like?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know that marriage, for example, is a trend that's starting to go downhill. People don't necessarily think that they have to be married to have children and live or have a family. But maybe we might be asked to have fewer children so that we can carry on living on Earth.
So you think we might become like the Chinese, having smaller families, allowing parents one child, rather than forming a population explosion?
I don't know. I hope it's not like that, because that's not very nice to have restrictions, is it?
And what do you think children are going to think of about school in the future?
I wonder if we'll still have real schools. I mean, maybe it'll all be through computers, e-learning, having a teacher online, so maybe you could start learning things a lot earlier. So instead of starting at, 4 or 5, if you're a super intelligent child, you might start earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And take your exams earlier, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so do you think there'll be no more teachers in the classroom?
No, I don't think so. I think that's a bit too drastic. I think
What about length of studies? Do you think children and students will have to go and have, say, for example, 3 years at university, 10 years at school?
I don't know. I think that's necessary at the moment, because you need the experience and you need to be in a school to go and have all the social contacts, meeting friends, etc. But that's something that I don't know. You can think about e-learning. It's a very interesting topic, but I can't see that real schools are just going to go out of fashion, can you?
No.
No.
And what about transport and cars and buses and trains and things like that? Do you think they're going to become very futuristic?
Yeah, they might do. Very modern, hopefully very clean.
And quick.
Yeah, quick and clean. Mm-hmm. None of these terrible slow train services. I think that electric vehicles and perhaps vehicles run by gas, ones with no emissions, so that we're not polluting the planet anymore, perhaps. Smaller cars, make it easier to park. Things like that.
And what about jobs for the future?
We're all still going to have jobs. We all need money. But maybe more people will be working from home with the heightened computer links and all the new technology.
But maybe. I think there's always going to be a demand for doctors and nurses, because people are still going to get ill.
Yeah.
People are still going to need to go to hospital. And I think there is always going to be a need for emergency services, such as firemen, ambulance, police. I mean, there's always going to be
absolutely
a need for...
Absolutely indispensable.
Yes,
I think maybe with sales, jobs in sales, perhaps on the computers, because they all the internet's taking off now, isn't it? You can go and click on a site and buy what you want. But the same as with schools, I can't really imagine that all our shops are going to disappear, because it'd make life very boring.
I think the most important commodity for life in the year 2020 is the ability to speak more than one language.
Yes, I think that's very true. The world's becoming very internationalised, and I don't know, the barriers between countries are breaking down, so I think you're right there, yes.